The quality of his speech twisted Ralph on the sand. "You tell me," said Piggy anxiously. "Is there a signal?" Ralph looked back at the dispersing smoke in the horizon, then up at the mountain.
"Ralph, please, is there a signal?"
Simon put out his hand, timidly, to touch Ralph. But Ralph started to run, splashing through the shallow end of the bathing pool, across the hot, white sand, and under the palms. A moment later, he was battling with the complex undergrowth that was already engulfing the scar. Simon ran after him, then Maurice. Piggy shouted, "Ralph! Please, Ralph!" Then he too started to run, stumbling over Maurice's discarded shorts before he was across the terrace. Behind the four boys, the smoke moved gently along the horizon and on the beach. Henry and Johnny were throwing sand at Percival, who was crying quietly again, and all three were in complete ignorance of the excitement. By the time Ralph had reached the landward end of the scar, he was using precious breath to swear. He did desperate violence to his naked body among the rasping creepers so that blood was sliding over him. Just where the steep ascent of the mountain began, he stopped. Maurice was only a few yards behind him.
"Piggy specs!" shouted Ralph.
"If the fire's all out, we'll need them."
He stopped shouting and swayed on his feet. Piggy was only just visible, bumbling up from the beach. Ralph looked at the horizon, then up to the mountain. Was it better to fetch Piggy's glasses, or would the ship have gone? Or, if they climbed on, supposing the fire was all out, and they had to watch Piggy crawling nearer and the ship sinking under the horizon? Balanced on a high peak of need, agonized by indecision, Ralph cried out,
"Oh, God! Oh, God!"
Simon, struggling with the bushes, caught his breath. His face was twisted. Ralph blundered on, savaging himself as the wisp of smoke moved on. The fire was dead. They saw that straight away.